Hi, my name is Jillian, and this is my third season as a Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader. Being a Chiefs cheerleader is just an amazing experience, and there's so many things that I enjoy about it. Representing the Chiefs organization and the Chiefs kingdom in our community is just a really moving experience for me. It means so much more than a skirt or pom-poms or even a football. Just the message that the organization has in general and the positive impact it has on our community, being a part of that has really done a lot for me as a person. You just hold yourself a little higher knowing that you're part of such an amazing organization. While I'm not cheering for the Kansas City Chiefs or doing an appearance in the community, during the day, I'm a third grade teacher at the Derrick Thomas Academy in Kansas City. The best part about third grade and teaching just in general is just my children and really making a mark on their lives and allowing them to see the importance of education. And they keep me on my toes for sure, but they warm my heart in the same. You develop a relationship with them that goes further than just teacher-student. You just definitely become a mentor. And although it is challenging to make sure they understand the importance of education, it's definitely a passion of mine. So when the school bell rings, school might be over, but work isn't for me. This is when I kind of change roles and I go to soccer practice, where I coach. I have two youth soccer teams. One is 10 years old and one's 11 years old.
Scissor, scissor, scissor. Touch and shot, touch, shot. Find her feet, find her feet. Look at Anna, look at Anna. Yes, good turn. Start your run. And go. Yes, Lauren, that was perfect. Bring it in when you're done. Don't be last.
We play all year long. We have tryouts in the summer. Soccer has always been a part of my life from the time I was really young. My girls mean the world to me. I'm a huge advocate for sports in young people and what the benefits that they gain from those, self-confidence and teamwork. It's really interesting to me to allow the children to come to practice and see me as their coach, but also as a mentor. 10, 11-year-old young ladies, it's a moldable age. It's a very delicate age, and I really am blessed to have the opportunity to kind of be a mentor for those girls. I love the coaching aspect of it, developing skills and knowledge of the soccer game, or the game of soccer, but more so off the field, I really just enjoy being a positive role model for the girls. They feel like they can ask me questions about, you know, their social life or school or soccer, anything. The relationships that I build with my players mean the world to me, and it goes beyond just the soccer field. Definitely between soccer and teaching, you have to be able to think quickly on your toes, and there are children of all abilities, whether it be academic or athletic. And so a part of me that I feel that is very necessary of all role models and mentors is to really be patient and make sure every child's individual needs are being met, whether it be on the soccer field, giving them some extra help, staying after practice with them, or even in the classroom, making sure that they're understanding at their level. It means so much to me to be able to positively allow children to see you have the world at your fingertips. Whether it be education or athletics, you have so many opportunities ahead of you, and I believe it's my job to just allow them to develop into a positive young person